Welcome to My Favorite F Word, the podcast with me, Joel, but you might know me as Galax from Instagram. For as long as I can remember, I've loved style, fashion, clothes, the lot. What I also love is hearing from people about how they've shaped their signature style. What were the signature pieces that have been staples in their wardrobe? Or what clothes mean the most to them and why? For today's episode in the series, I'm thrilled to welcome the fabulous Joella Noble. Joella is a presenter, host, and most importantly, a sneakerhead. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to have this conversation with you.
So am I. For people listening that don't know about you, can you tell everyone a bit about yourself?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know about me, honestly.
You've got a lot of talents, that's what I'm going to say.
I guess so. I will claim that, you know. Yes. Sometimes I feel a bit like shy. Like, no. You know when they say jack of all trades, master of none?
I think, no.
Do you know what I mean?
You can be the master of many.
No, but do you know that?
I've heard it.
But you know that's a longer saying, but they just cut it. Sure.
Oh my god, what's the rest?
It's like jack of all trade, master of none, but it's like, I'm paraphrasing right now. But it's basically, but like, usually better than one, like better than, it's better to be a master of all trades.
People chop
jack
it
of
off.
All trades.
Yeah,
people, I'm chopping up the saying.
What you mean,
that's what I'm doing.
But people have changed it over the years.
Yeah, and they changed the meaning of it when actually the sentiment was it's fine to be a jack of all trades and to be okay with doing loads of different things.
Yeah, I'd rather be good at lots of stuff.
Yeah. So I'm a rapper. joke. I used to want to be a rapper. I don't want to be a rapper anymore, but secretly I still do.
I think at one point in my youth, I also wanted to be a rapper.
We can do this together.
I don't think I'm cut out for it.
We just have to practice. That's all it takes.
Practice makes perfect.
Do you know what I mean? Anyway, you asked me a question, still haven't answered it. So I'm a presenter, TV and radio presenter.
Yes.
I'm a writer as well. I do modeling stuff sometimes, but not really fake modeling.
And that's what I do. My entire career is fake modeling.
Yeah. No, I'm fake, like real fake. I don't know what to do when I step in front of the camera. If it's like not recording like a video.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like really awkward. Maybe you can teach me. We can be the modeling rapping duo. We've just met today, but I have high hopes for
us. Yeah, I have high hopes. I think it's a good direction. I've obviously done some research on you, and you recently, I know you were recently in New York, but you grew up there.
I did.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so I lived there from when I was 5 years old to about 13.
Wow.
So that was like really my foundation. Mm. You know, I went to elementary school, primary school.
Yeah.
And junior high school there as well. And I still, as you saw, I still go back. I try to go back as often as possible. Wow. I still have friends there from primary school, like that I've known since I was seven.
That's so cool.
It's just my heart. Like, it's actually my heart, New York, Brooklyn to be exact.
Oh, I was going to say whereabouts, but I've been to New York a few times, but only obviously as like long weekend tourist trip with like my mum or my friends.
That's
like,
cute though.
It's cute, but obviously don't have the same experience that you. How was that growing up there?
I mean, I didn't know any different. No. Obviously, I was here in London for the first 5 years of my life.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't really remember much of it. I remember certain things. Like, apparently, I used to run out the house with no shoes. Apparently, I used to run around the estate naked. I don't remember that bit, okay? But it was free, you know? I remember it being, like, a real family environment. Like, the friends were family. I've got older brothers and sisters, and I'm the youngest.
Yeah, how many?
So, two older brothers and two older sisters.
Oh, wow, okay, that's cool.
And loads of half-brothers and sisters as well. So, I'm not the youngest. You know, from my dad, but from my mum and my dad, and in my household, I'm the youngest. So, you know, they always like took care of me. And then at five, me and my mum ended up going to New York. She was adopted, so she wanted to find out who her biological mum was like meet her and stuff. And we got to do that.
Oh my god, it sounds like a movie, honestly.
Every time I say that to people, I'm like, I should write this.
Yes.
Like, I need to stop saying it, because I'm going to give people ideas. They might steal.
They're going to take your life and make it into a movie.
You know what I mean?
You need to do it first.
It's true. But I just remember, I was saying this when I was there the other day as well. I just remember like walking home from school in Brooklyn and feeling and thinking, I love this.
Mm.
Like, and I didn't know, I didn't realize really that I had come from another country, and, you know, I was an immigrant and all of that stuff. You know, by the time I was like 9 or 10, I was from Brooklyn. Like, that is what I knew that I was from New York, you know?
Did you get like a New York twang?
Oh, 100%. I was like, full ma, what up? Oh, how you doing? Like,
that's so cool.
100%. 100%. And it's crazy that you can't even hear it now.
Yeah.
Like, but you know, I'm older. I'm a lot older than 13 now.
Yes.
So, and I came back to high school. So, you know, it just kind of just came back. I had the accent for a while and now I'm just British all over again, but my heart is Brooklyn.
when you were back in high school in the UK, did you like it or not? Because I feel like American schools, I obviously know only from like films and movies, but they just seem so much cooler than the British ones.
I mean, listen, I'm still waiting for my locker. We never had a locker. No, we didn't have a locker.
So that's,
I think in high school, you get the locker.
Right, but you obviously...
But yeah, elementary school and junior high school, well, the junior high school I went to, okay. which was... We were called Crown School for Law and Journalism. So very serious.
Oh my gosh.
Other junior high schools did not have to wear uniforms. We did. We had a house system, which wasn't something...
That's very British.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, and it wasn't like a private school or anything like that. Like,
but
it's,
you still had those.
Yeah, like you had to take a test to get in and stuff. Like, I was really academic. I didn't really want to be, but I just was by default. So, you know, we were serious kind of thing. But coming to London, you know, not having to wear, well, the first school I went to, you could wear like jeans and just a sweater. Like the jumper.
So like, that was kind of different to what you'd had.
Yeah, exactly. And then, so I went to one school in South London, Pimlico, for like, I don't know, 3 months or something like that.
Oh my gosh.
And then I went to one in Hayes. So this is like so different to the city life that I'm used to. This is in the countryside. To me, Hayes was in the countryside. You know, and it was really a culture shock, to be fair. Coming from Brooklyn, just being surrounded by people that are like Black or Latino, to then come into England where it's so diverse in a way that you wouldn't actually expect. I say England, really it's London.
London, yeah.
You know, you just wouldn't expect. So then I'm getting questions like, where are you from? But where are you from? Whereas like my mum is Trinidadian and that's all I ever really connected with as a kid. But then people were asking me like, where's your mum from? Where's your dad from? And I'm really having to explore that myself. Yeah. So, I mean, I knew that my dad was half Nigerian and half English, but I never connected to that culture because my dad was also adopted.
So he
didn't know his parent. Well, he knew his mum, but she gave him up. But that's another story for the book / movie that I'm not telling you about. Do you know what I mean? Get the leaf out of my business, man, in my business.
No, but I know those questions of like, where are you from or where are you from?
Yeah.
Are kind of unsettling as well. Because it's like, if you're born in London, you grew up in London, you're from London.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
It's but then, I mean, ancestry is a real thing. Yeah. Heritage is a real thing. And I feel like we should know where we've come from to know, like, where we're going. I know it's quite cliche to say that, but I do think it is really important.
Yeah, definitely.
But it also can be unsettling.
Can catch you off guard sometimes.
Yeah, like when someone's trying to, like, put you in a box and there's no box that I really fit in.
Yeah.
And then I don't necessarily look like how people think a Trinidadian, Nigerian, English girl is supposed to look, whatever that's supposed to look like, right?
Born, like, so you're born in London and then moved to New York and then come back here as well.
One's the hardest thing. Like, when they're like, where are you from? But like, in terms of area and ends,
you're like, that's
I'm like, oh my gosh, stop questioning my identity because I don't even know. Like, it's really difficult sometimes. But I do love living in London. I've really grown to appreciate it. It was very difficult at first.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like I'm still learning about London 100 years later.
Definitely. Like, I've lived here for 9 years now. So I grew up in Manchester.
Right.
Both parents, English.
Yeah.
Like, people are like, oh, where are you from? Manchester. I have one word, like.
Manchester. Well, at least both parents, you know, from the same place as well.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it's an easy answer.
You might have like some Italian in you, you know?
Oh my God, the way I burn on holiday, I do not think so. I literally step in the sun, I go red.
Really?
But yeah, I've lived here for 9 years and like you said, you're still learning about it. You're still trying to figure it out. Like it's... It's a crazy place, but I love it. Like, I don't see myself, I've been to like quite a few places and I don't see myself living anywhere except for London, really.
Really?
Yeah. Do you see yourself going back to New York?
I 100% see myself going back to New York. Yeah.
But that's cool, isn't it? Like,
I mean, it's like London, just like bigger and dirtier and smellier and louder.
Yeah.
But I still like that. Yeah.
Well, considering all of that, I want to ask you my first question.
Yeah.
What is the first outfit or item of clothing that you remember being in love with?
I mean, I'm a big sneakerhead.
Yes,
and
nervous.
That's because, you know, of my upbringing and my big brothers as well, actually, who weren't raised in New York, but they're a huge influence on me.
Yeah.
Is two. I'm thinking I had a pair of denim Timberlands.
Oh my gosh, denim Tims. And like a light denim or like a dark?
It was like a, it wasn't light and it wasn't like really, really dark. Right. Like a, I'm trying to look around. Everything's black
in
here.
I know, yeah. We should have
I don't even know how to describe it. A bit darker than your hair, kind of denim.
My hair's blue for anyone.
Yeah, yeah, which I love, by the way.
Thank you.
It was really nice.
Cheers.
A bit like that, actually,
wow,
for real.
I love that.
With like a yellow stitching, like a mustard kind of stitching.
How old were you then?
I was about 9,
oh my
10.
God, jealous. I never had anything like that stylish when
I've
I was that young.
I've never seen it since. And I used to, because, you know, it's so New York as well, like Timberlands. And you go on the train and I'd get compliments from like big men, like, yo, them Tims is popping.
Oh
like,
my God.
I like them Tims.
Like, they're like 9 years old, like, thank you.
Yeah, like, no, I was a bit of a gangster when I was younger. Like, do you know what I used to do? This is so embarrassing. I used to go on the train because I wanted to be a rapper. So I used to have my headphones, my Walkman, totally showing my age right now, had my Walkman and I'm listening to Little Bow Wow and I'm rapping out loud because like secretly I want someone to discover me.
So they'll know what you're listening to because you're playing it so loud.
Not even that.
No.
They don't know. Oh. I'm just rapping. Imagine a crazy little girl who looked sweet. Like, I looked so sweet and nice.
Little Tims.
I was like really mischievous and naughty and I wanted to be a rapper. So I wanted someone to discover me and no one ever did. And it hurts my soul to this day.
I feel like you're going to need to make that a reality at some point.
At some point, I think so, because I talk about it a lot.
You owe it to the 9-year-old you.
Right. Do you know what? The 9-year-old me said, if I don't make it by the time I'm 16, then what am I doing with my life?
Oh.
The pressure.
That's a lot of pressure on yourself.
The shame. Imagine the shame now in my big age. Like, I never made it. But yeah, the other piece of clothing that I'm attached to that sticks out in my mind and I wish I still had it was there's a brand called Enyce, E-N-Y-C-E, right? Didn't know how to pronounce it for a very long time, but
yeah,
it's
I've
Enyce.
Never heard of that.
It's like around the time of like Fat Farm and Sean John and like Baby Fat and like Avex. There was a time in New York, like really this is in the 80s and I was not around for that, but I just know about it because I'm obsessed with it, right?
Yeah.
The 80s, 90s, where a lot of like black owned brands started coming out and like having their own platforms. It didn't last for that long, but you had like Dapper Dan who used to like take Gucci bags and Gucci jackets and just like revamp it.
Oh my God, that's so
and then
cool.
Sell it to people like in the hood, basically, but people who had money in the hood.
Because kids are doing that now.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Again, like, so it's come back around.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, that's
100%.
So cool.
So Fat Farm was owned by Russell Simmons. Mm. He owned Def Jam back in the day. I don't know if you remember him, but his brother was in, he was in Run DMC. And like, it was just, you know, this is like real.
That era of like.
Yeah, like real shit, basically. Sean John, that's P. Diddy.
Yeah.
That's his ting, you know. Baby Fat is Russell Simmons' wife, Kimora Lee Simmons. So, you know, this is when J-Lo had her fashion brand as well. Like, I think it was just called J-Lo, I guess. I don't know. I never had anything from that. But she had some nice, like, velour pieces. So this was like an Enyce velour tracksuit.
Oh, my
basically,
gosh.
It was white and pink, mainly white, and it had pink on the side. And I was
amazing.
Living life. And I don't even know if I actually wore it properly because I never had trainers to go with it.
What were you pairing with it?
Exactly.
The
That's
Tims?
My question. The Tims would never work.
That's it. How old? Wait, so were you like 9, 10 when you had that tracksuit as well?
Yeah, I was about 10.
You sound so stylish.
I don't think I was, but like everything was about name brands in Brooklyn. And we didn't have the money for stuff like that. So the things that we did have, I love, like, the Aniche tracksuit. That was my shit.
Love that.
My mum had, like, she used to work at this, like, retail store called S&D, and that's where you would get, like, Iceberg and all those brands that I just mentioned.
Iceberg, I know, yeah.
Like, even, like, Valentino. You would get, like, jeans and stuff, like, streetwear stuff, basically. And she had this long Steve Madden jacket.
Oh, my God.
Like, a puffer jacket. And she had it first, and I needed it, so she bought it. Me for Christmas.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh my gosh, yeah, you sound like you look great.
I don't think I did, but now I look back, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Okay, I was doing a damn thing.
Yeah, and were you like interested in it when you were that young as well?
Oh, I definitely was. Yeah. Like, there was like a whole big sneaker culture. Again, we could not afford these things. So yeah. I was never like up on the newest trainers, which I think is probably why now.
So
I'm so up on newest trainers.
Because you can, you're like,
yeah.
You're growing up, like, yeah.
Exactly. Like the Jordan 11s. I remember one of my best friends, Shanika, she always had name brands She always had like the newest Jordans, because Jordans were like a real thing in the 90s in Brooklyn. I don't think it was in England.
No.
You lot were doing more like Air Maxes, like kind of vibes. And I loved that as well, because my brothers and sisters would come and show me like the TNs.
From the UK. Like,
yeah, and
cool.
I'm like, oh my gosh, this looks futuristic. Never seen anything like that before.
And I should get that. Like,
they're really serious about their brands. Even when I go now, I'm like, oh, a lot of you lot have the exclusive trainers. All right, cool. All right.
Even now more than ever, kids nowadays, because of like social media and everything, they look cool. They know what to buy. They know how to dress. But back in the day when we were younger, the fact that you and your friends were really into, I find that interesting in Brooklyn, how it was more like about name brands and stuff like that. Because in the UK, I feel like it was maybe not as much. Like, maybe at one point, like, the Burberry print got really popular.
Oh, definitely.
And everyone was getting it off, like, the market or whatever.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, definitely wasn't like it is now.
Yeah.
With brands and stuff, for sure.
100%. I mean, I prefer how people put their clothes together in the UK.
Yeah.
I prefer that.
Yeah.
But I will, like, in New York, you will see people with pieces. Like, they have nice pieces, like statement pieces, but they might just put it all together at once.
Yeah, they don't really know how to
style it.
I know what you mean, though. And I feel like that is a thing with American style in general. It's that, I don't know, something about like UK fashion and style seems a bit more like, I don't know what the word to describe it is. I'm trying to think.
I just think it's, I don't want to like offend anyone, but I just think it's just, it's stylish.
When I think of like London fashion and stuff, I don't know.
Is it a bit understated?
Yeah. And it's a bit more like, I do think it's less about brands and it's more about how you put an outfit together.
Exactly.
Whereas maybe American style is more about like brand names and like the hot pieces and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, but I must say, like, I definitely seen some like really fashionable people over
there. I'm not saying that they don't,
of course, but just like, especially just from me growing up there and in the 90s and stuff like that and the early 2000s, like, it was definitely just, it was name brands, it was the statement pieces, really.
It's so funny though now as well, because I feel like, again, because of social media and the internet, like, we have kind of said goodbye to, like, natural subcultures. So, like, I was an emo and, like, a scene kid. So I was wearing, like, skinny jeans with, like, stripy tops and stuff. And then people say that that was the last kind of real subculture to exist, because then the internet kind of took over. And now, like, when we were younger, you could kind of look at someone and you'd know kind of
what music
they listen to, like what they're into. Now that doesn't matter anymore. Like, you can wear whatever you want, you dress however you want, you listen to completely different music. Like, they don't intertwine anymore.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they don't merge like how they used to. But I like that.
It's a good, it's a good thing.
That means that, like, tomorrow I'm like, oh, I feel like being emo today.
Literally, yeah. But that's what kids can do nowadays.
Yeah.
They don't feel like they have to fit into a certain kind of style or like subculture to, like, they can mesh them all together.
Like it's not their identity.
Yeah.
You know, it's you just, you are what you are.
Yeah.
For real, actually. On the way here to meet you, I was thinking, if you asked me, like, how would I describe my style? I was thinking, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Because of, for that reason, like, that. I can be sporty one day, tomboy. I can be, like, super girly and, like, pretty and fairy-like the other day.
Why not? Like,
I could be emo another day as well, like grunge.
Literally, which love is, it. Yeah, it's good. It just keeps everyone on their toes, like a bit more.
It's kind of like music. It's like, oh my gosh, how do I keep up? Because in terms of like knowing or finding pieces, because there's just so much out there, so much available. It's hard sometimes to figure out which ones are the ones, and you can find yourself just buying a whole load of shit.
Yeah.
My room right now is a mess. It's spinning out.
Every time I get
house.
Ready, it's just like,
I know. And I try so hard to go through my closet and, all right, this is going to charity. Yeah. You know, this is whatever. I'm giving this to whoever, throwing this away. Don't need it anymore. And I still end up with a whole load of shit that I just don't wear. I'm really, really going to try this week.
Are you like, cutthroat when you do it? Or are you
I need to be more cutthroat, especially after my recent trip to New York. Like,
did you go shopping?
I definitely went shopping. Of course I went shopping.
I love the vintage shopping in New York.
Vintage shopping. But you know what? I didn't go to that many vintage shops. I went to a lot of shops that I could go to in England, and that was quite depressing.
Oh no.
I know, it was really bad. Really bad.
You used to live there, so.
Yeah. It's like, I just want to go back more often.
Yeah. Is that the first time you went back?
Since the pandemic.
Wow.
And the time before that was right before the pandemic, like February.
Oh my God, I went in March.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, you were like.
When we were coming back, it was like kind of scary. Well, I've been there a few times before, but that time you could tell everyone was a bit worried because like we were sat on the subway and it'd been on all the news, like COVID or whatever.
Mm.
And like an old guy started coughing and everyone moved away.
What, everyone actually moved?
Yeah, because it was like very close to like when the lockdown started. And you could tell that this was serious then. But we were going home a few days after anyway. So we went, you know, we came back to the UK and then it just kind of like life cut off. But I've not been back since, but I'd love to go back to New York. It's really cool.
It's a lot of fun. In London, my social life is so rubbish. I don't do anything. I'm a granny. I'm at home. Like, I really need to explore life in London.
Yeah.
When I'm in New York, every single night, we're going to 4 or 5 places a night. And I only went to, like, 2 actual, like, parties.
Yeah.
Other than that, it was just events and, like, bars and...
There's so much going on. I know there's a lot going on in London, but, yeah, New York has a lot going on
as
well.
It's true. Yeah. I need to explore London more, though.
Definitely.
I'm going to miss it when I leave.
It has a lot to offer, but also I feel like you can just take time and relax, you know? You don't have to.
True that. Take time.
Push yourself. For my next question, this is quite a fun one. What outfit from film or TV lives most large in your mind?
Okay, I don't actually have a specific outfit, and I'm sorry about
that's
that.
That's fine. It can be like a film, TV, person, yeah?
There's a person, when I think of style, and I know no one... has ever seen it really, but there is a sitcom called Martin and it stars Martin Lawrence, the comedian. He's like in Bad Boys with Will Smith, and you've seen him in stuff,
I've seen
right?
Bad Boys.
You've seen Bad Boys.
Yeah.
So Will and Martin, right? That's so he had a sitcom. It's my favorite sitcom of all time. I love it. And he, it was like a group of friends, basically the lives of a group of friends and a relationship as well. So his love interest, Gina, her best friend, Pam.
I feel so fun.
Pam. Do you know what? I'm actually going to try and show you.
Yes,
oh,
show me.
I don't have any internet. What's happening?
I do on my phone if you want.
Right?
Yeah, I want to see this.
Now, he always used to like crack jokes on her. Like, it was, now I don't even know if those jokes would be allowed, yeah, like, actually, because people are so sensitive. Yes, right?
Okay.
She was also the mum in Everybody Hates Chris.
Oh.
Yeah, like, she's an amazing comedic actress. I love her. But no one talks about her style in the show. She had some really nice outfits. Like,
oh my gosh.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh my gosh.
She would have like the little crop tops, the little belt, like the high waisted pants. She'll have like the cute little mini pleated skirts. Like, she was very fashionable, and yeah, no one ever talks about it. All we talk about is how her and Martin went back and forth, and he talk about various things about her appearance, but like, what he was missing was she had the baddest style in that whole sitcom. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh my god.
Yes,
gosh.
Like, she, I would wear everything today.
Yeah, why is really no one talking about this?
We need to talk about it. I'm gonna tweet it or something.
When was that? Yeah, because I didn't know that about that show.
It didn't come out in England. A lot of people don't know about it. I feel like most times when I talk about my life, it's like nostalgia.
Yeah.
I'm throwing it back to, oh, I used to live in New York, but so much of me is that. It's so annoying.
No, it's really such an important part of your life.
I need to find some London, England references.
But this is why I wanted to talk to you, because you have such a like a different view.
Mm.
So it's cool to hear that, because yeah, not everyone from the UK would say that.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Well, that is super different. And I recommend the show.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's
I think
really
you need
good
to recreate some of these looks.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. So yeah, there's some Instagram
that's
content.
That's a good idea. Okay. Like, pay homage to, yeah, Pam from Martin.
Oh. People are doing that a lot now, like on TikTok and stuff. They're recreating like Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Or
you know what I mean? Like,
Euphoria looks,
yeah,
as well.
That kind of vibe. Like, you recreate looks from a show, but I think hers would be kind of iconic.
Mm, so. I think so too, because yeah, it's like no one talks about it.
No.
It's like,
and then
underdog.
People will be like, what is the show? I need
exactly
to find out. And then that's how you, yeah. For my next question, okay, this is an interesting one. What is your biggest fashion or outfit ick?
Oh, I think it is like what I said earlier, mm-hmm, like putting, like just wearing it because of the designer and not,
yeah,
because of the style,
yeah,
of it. Like, I know you're wearing Balenciaga trainers, yeah?
Okay, so I'm like the biggest Balenciaga stan ever.
No, but I love Balenciaga. Yeah. I even watched a little documentary on YouTube the other day on like the roots of
Threadication.
It might have been, actually.
Like a black and yellow screen,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, did you watch it?
Yeah, I watch those all the time.
They're really good.
So like Cristobal, the Spanish designer.
Yes.
And, yes.
And how like when he passed, he didn't even want it to
continue.
Yeah.
So
I was a bit like,
the fragrance and like carried. Yeah,
yes.
The same video.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That was a really good documentary.
Yeah, it was good.
So, all right, I don't even, the Balenciaga ones,
yes,
I do actually like those, okay, ones. I don't own a pair just because my whole thing is that I don't really like designer trainers.
Right.
I like designer collaborations.
Yes.
But I don't really go for, because I feel like most of the time they're copying
the classics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or doing something ridiculous with it.
Yes.
I like those ones because those are quite original. It's like a dad trainer.
Yeah, this one's, I'm wearing
chunky
the Balenciaga runner, and it's like a mashup. They look kind of like Asics.
Yeah. I say Asics, but I do think it's Asics.
Asics, yeah. And yeah, they're like that, but on steroids.
100%.
But I do know what you mean about like designers, trainers and stuff. Because also, that was a whole nother thing, isn't it? So like when Kim Jones at Dior did, mm-hmm, when he was at Louis Vuitton and did the Supreme collab,
mm-hmm,
that kind of set a fire in the luxury industry to be like, oh wait, streetwear is cool.
Exactly.
That changed the entire landscape of the industry.
100%. And that's where we're getting all these
collabs. We didn't used to have sneakers.
It's true.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The whole streetwear thing, it was like, you know, when I was talking about like in the 90s, the black owned brands that would come, they didn't last long because the department stores would just allow just like one or two on
right
a level.
Right.
Rather than, you know, like a whole section,
yeah,
for it. It might be like, okay, Fat Farm's popping right now, but Sean John is going to be popping next season or whatever. So actually we're just going to have, they wouldn't allow like more than one brand, even though they were still different.
Yeah.
You know,
they just thought it was streetwear.
Yeah. It's like, it was just streetwear. So it's really interesting now to see that.
Oh, the whole of Selfridges is a skate park.
And like, I know, right? Yeah. Like, okay, you took your time.
Yeah.
But cool. Yeah. Fair enough. Just do it properly. And I hate seeing like shoes that are, you're, I just feel like you're just doing it for a reaction.
Yeah.
Like, I hate the Croc heels.
Yeah.
I think they're disgusting. Is that Balenciaga?
That's
as
Balenciaga
well?
Too.
Exactly. And I do like Balenciaga, but that's some bullshit.
Yeah. They are very like, they do things to get a reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But I know someone can definitely rock it and rock it nice.
Yeah.
But it's, I can rock anything. We can rock, we can make anything work, yeah. I feel. I really do feel like that. I really do feel like that. There's a pair of Valentinos, I believe it is as well. And it's white, but then like the sole up to midway, is like it's been dunked in like fudge or shit. Or something like that.
Gross.
I think it's Valentino. I'm not sure. But it's just things like that. Those, that's like my biggest ick. Like seeing a pair of designer trainers that are just really shit, but you're just wearing them because they're designer.
One that I really don't like lately is Lanvin. So they're these chunky sneakers with like fat laces. And they look like skate shoes, but like pumped up. And I just don't like them. But some people do. So, but yeah. So your ick is like designer sneakers, really.
Shit ones. I like the ones you're wearing now.
I can take it if you don't like it.
No, I know you can take it. I know you can take it. But I had to put the disclaimer. Oh, I know you're wearing these. These are the ones I actually don't mind. I don't like the Balenciaga sock trainers.
Yeah, like the slip-on.
I don't like those ones.
I wore those for a long time, but then I got so sick of them that I got rid of them.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't like them now. So that's fine. What are your favorite sneakers then?
Oh, I can't pick one, but like these ones that I'm wearing today, these are the Air Jordan 4 and Union collaborations.
I love these. I've seen these before.
Thank you. I love them as well. They're just really cool. Like this, I can actually like with the tongue, I can actually break that stitching and it will come up. I like,
you've never
like
done it.
No,
you don't want to do that.
I'm just scared to do things like that.
Because you can't go back, right?
Exactly.
That's a cool feature, though.
Yeah, like I have a couple trainers like that. Like Puma have these riders. I think it's like an Easter special, but they say like there's a lot hidden in it, so you can like,
oh, like egg hunt.
Yeah, like an Easter egg, yeah. Like literally. So I haven't even tried, to be honest, because I'm like, I just like the way they look now, and I'm scared that they're gonna look busted. But I've seen the way they look. Like when you take all the, when you reveal all the Easter eggs, and they're pretty cool.
Question.
Yeah.
Do you buy sneakers and then like for collector's purposes and then never wear them? Or do you wear all your sneakers?
Sometimes I buy sneakers and forget that I have them and never wear them.
Oh my God, how many shoes do you have?
I don't even know. I do have way too many. It's ridiculous. But I never buy them just to keep.
No.
And not wear them.
Yeah.
I really believe in wearing.
I wear everything that I get as well.
And I don't mind getting it messy and dirty either.
Yeah, me neither. People hate that. I uploaded a Instagram Reels once and I was putting on my, I only have one pair of Jordans.
Mm.
They call them the pandas.
Oh yeah, I know.
They're
which
like black
one you're
and white.
About.
Yeah,
yeah. They have the so the Air Jordan ones.
Yeah, and they're like a pony.
Yeah, hair. I have those. Yeah. They're some of my favorites.
They're
as well.
So
I
nice,
like
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I do love sneakers, but I'm very specific of which one because they suit my style. So I got those, and I really like them. They're actually, I had to get a women's pair because I'm size 8, but the women's went up to like I just fit.
Yeah.
But basically, I was putting them on in the video and I like crease them and then like put them on and everyone in the comments was like, how dare you? Like, I was like, you should see me walking around London in these. Like I'm just walking in the rain, walking through like dirt. I was like, I bought them to wear them.
Exactly.
Like, and I like the way that they look after they've got a bit.
Yeah, so do I. I don't mind it. The only sneakers that I don't really like dirty are like all white Air Force ones.
Yeah,
those
like
are the only ones. Yeah, those ones are supposed to be fresh. Other than that, like Converses, they look way better when they're tatty. Yeah, 100%.
What did you think of that Balenciaga? I don't know if you saw them. They brought out like their version of a Converse. It's called the Paris sneaker. And they are cut, like dunked in dirt. like ripped.
Again, like, it's so annoying. You're just doing this.
Yeah.
Because all we say is, oh, we could make that ourselves. Yeah. Or, you know, that's so easy. And Balenciaga have now decided to charge us £3,000 for
literally.
This. Or whatever. Like, it's all just like, you're actually mocking us at this point.
It's like a commentary on how far people will go and what people will buy. Just because it's a designer brand.
It's like they're in on it as well, though.
Yeah. This is the weird thing about, Balenciaga.
Balenciaga, actually, they have a history of doing this. Is it Balenciaga that did the bags? You know, the bags that you get in the market?
Yeah, they're like called, the IKEA kind of, but I know what you mean, like, with the pattern.
They're like red and blue and
like
white.
Like a laundry thing.
Yeah. Was it Balenciaga that decided? Wow.
Because then the creative director started Vetements.
Yeah.
And Vetements started doing like oversized like streetwear that Kanye and Rihanna were wearing at the start, and they were so overpriced. But just to be like, oh, we can sell this t-shirt for like £1,000 and people will buy it. Mm. And people did buy it. Do you know what I mean?
I wonder what kind of conversations they're having amongst themselves.
I reckon it's quite fun though.
Yeah.
Like, oh, should we do it? This Crocs
this
ugly.
Piece of shit. Yeah.
Let's do it.
It's so ugly, they're going to love it.
Yeah, literally. Okay, so for my next question, this is quite a morbid one, I'm sorry, but what outfit would you like to be buried in?
Yeah, super morbid, and I have no idea. I just think it just, whatever it is, it just has to be comfortable. Like, I don't have like an iconic outfit in my head that I'm like, oh, I need that.
Yeah.
Really sad. I feel like I need to get
Yeah, that moment
outfit.
Needs to happen though, no?
Yeah.
You need to feel like your most confident self in something and be like, this is a look. Do you know what I mean?
I've worn really great things, but there's nothing that I'm like, I want to be buried in this.
Well, it's going to happen and you'll know and you'll be like, this outfit is chef's kiss.
It's yet to happen. Right now, it's my trainers and cargo pants.
That's fine as well, though.
Yeah, we want something fabulous. Okay. Though, come on.
So how glam can you get?
I can get really glam.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I go from one extreme to the other where I'm just like wearing trainers and cargo pants. And then, you know, I've got a full beat face and I want to like show off my little waist and look sexy. And, you know, like I love looking sexy.
Yeah.
I really do. Like I love and like cute. Like I love a short little skirt. Genuinely like a mini, a skirt. Oh my gosh, it's perfect because it's a short skirt, but there's shorts underneath it.
Yeah, perfect.
So I can go super short without any judgment, you know? I love showing skin. I've just always been that way. But then I also love like
streetwear, baggy clothes. Yeah, I like that you can go between both and it's like you love both.
I mean, I only just started putting eyelashes on like last, say, 6 months or so. I've started like actually applying eyelashes.
Because I've worn eyelashes for a couple of things.
Yeah.
But I couldn't open my eyes. Like, does it not feel heavy?
It's actually all right.
Is it okay?
I've got the 3/4 length ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just there like, what?
Yeah, no, I hated them and I hated the feeling of it like being here. So it's not in the front. I just like to do like, but these are quite long to be fair.
Are they falsies?
You can't tell. See, my friends, they laugh at me. Natural. They're like, Joella, you're so childish.
Why?
Because they're like, your eyelashes aren't even long. These are long. I feel like they are so long.
I didn't know that they were fake.
Really?
No.
Come on now.
They look nice. Okay. More I look closer. They're nice, though.
Thank you. Eyelash appreciation.
So you think it's yet to happen, the buried in
it's
outfit?
It's yet to happen.
Okay. Well, you let me know.
I will.
You send me a pic.
Yeah, no, I really will. It needs to happen.
Okay. What is your most memorable fashion disaster?
Oh my gosh.
So if you don't have the buried one, do you have this one?
I do have this one. It was actually some years ago at Fashion Week.
I think we've all had a,
This was my first actual like proper time at Fashion Week as well. And I guess I just decided to go all out. I did have a stylist.
You had a stylist and it still happened?
No, it was horrible. Like, in the moment, I loved it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had swarms of photographers taking pictures and stuff. Ooh. But now I'm like, why? Were you trying to get me on the worst dress list or something? Tell me now.
Because you never know where they're going to put that.
Exactly. Like, oh yeah, take my picture.
Like,
you're cussing
wow,
me
they
right
love
now.
Me.
Yeah, no, really, they hate me. It was given high vis. It was like high-vis cargo pants.
Ooh.
And then iridescent. I'm not going to lie. The jacket, I would still wear it right now, but maybe like to a festival or something. It was like an iridescent bomber jacket.
Wow, so everything was bright.
Yeah. But then I had on, my friend has an amazing like streetwear basketball lifestyle brand. And I had on one of her crop tops. So that was fine.
Yeah.
But it was black. And so it was kind of just like, these shouldn't go together. And I feel like we... like splash paint on it. I feel like we definitely did that. We were doing too much and nothing at the same time. And I wore it with heels. And
wow, was this when Fashion Week was at Somerset House, or was it when it was after
Somerset
that?
House?
Was it just around London, like everywhere?
I think it was around London.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
Really embarrassing. Really embarrassing. But hey, like, I got some new followers off of that.
Yeah. Do you know what? Everything's a learning curve as well. Like, right?
Yeah.
There's just pictures of it on the internet, but that's fine.
Definitely. You can see the progression.
This is it. It's like an evolution.
I haven't been since. I want to do like proper like Fashion Week. I've never done that before, like proper Fashion Week.
I feel like, so London over the years has kind of like dwindled down for me, but I've been to Paris a few times and that's always amazing.
Should I do Paris?
Yeah,
then?
I feel like when we used to go to Fashion Week years ago, wasn't as what it is now as well.
Yeah.
Because now it's like, again, social media, everyone's trying to make it a moment. Yeah, I don't know if the high viz would cut it at Paris.
It would not cut it. They would definitely be laughing at me in French.
But maybe if you do go to Paris Fashion Week, this will be the moment when you'll be like, I want to be buried in this outfit.
Maybe.
Yeah, you can
That's
make
a
it
good
happen.
Idea, yeah. Goals. We're setting goals here today.
Yeah, literally. Okay, this is the last question.
Oh my gosh, I feel like I've been like talking a lot as
That's
well.
The point. That's the point. What outfit has been your ultimate favourite? The one you feel most yourself? The buried one was like the glam.
Yeah, yeah.
But what's your like most, it could be your go-to, it could be confident, like you said, if you're going out or something and you feel great. Like,
do you know what, actually? My new thing is I go to Nigeria. I've only been twice. But I say I go every 6 months because it was 6 months in between the times that I went. So I'm trying to make that a thing now. Yeah. I go to Nigeria every 6 months, twice a year. Exactly. So when I go to Nigeria, like every 6 months, I'm always surprised and astounded by the level of creative talent that's over there. And whether that's like art, like painters and stuff like that, or design. So you go to these boutiques in Lagos and there's like one of ones everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
Right? And if you see something you like and you want it in a different color or a different length, or you want something changed, they just alter that shit for you. And that, I just love it. I love the creative scene in Lagos because no one buys clothes like that. No. Like, you don't have a Zara.
I was going to say, what? Yeah, like, it must be so different.
Yeah, you don't have any of that stuff. Like, not really. And then if you order it in, the shipping fees are really expensive. So it's actually cheaper to make your own shit. So there's a lot of people that can, like, sew on their own or just get it tailored. And that just opens the gateways of creativity, you know? Like, I can do any and everything. So every time I've gone there, I've been able to pick out some like really nice pieces. I've got this, it's like I'm seeing it everywhere now, but I bought it the first time I went, which was November last year. It was like, it's a lace two-piece, but I wear it as a dress.
Yeah, okay.
And it ties in the front.
Nice.
So I just wear the top bit basically. It's on my Instagram and it's like green. And it ties in the front or whatever. So you show a little bit of leg and a little bit of cleavage as well. And there's like fur on the cuffs of it.
Which is everywhere now.
Which is everywhere now. That's my point. Like, what the hell? But that outfit, like, maybe that's something. It's not like the moment. But for now, I could put that as a placeholder for what I want to be buried in. Just because, like, it was sexy and comfortable and, like, really unique at the time. Now, you know, everyone has it.
You're a trendsetter, that's why.
Yeah. I mean, obviously. But that also would be probably my favourite right now, alongside a pair of trainers.
Yeah,
you've
got to have
trousers.
Yeah, got to have both options.
Yes, please. I can't just choose one.
I love that. No, it sounds really cool. It sounds like also that you've got so many different like influences that can inspire your style as well.
Mm.
Like, and I love that.
Yeah, my mum was actually quite a big inspiration as well. I think that's why I like short skirts. She used to play netball when we were in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So the pleated short little mini skirts.
That's what she'd be wearing.
My mum's legs are like really, really nice. Oh. So, you know, I used to see her wearing that, and she used to have like this patent black like one
jumpsuit.
A jumpsuit, yeah. Patent black tight jumpsuit.
Wow.
With like a chain belt. With like yeah.
Sorry, what?
No. I've got pictures, I'm gonna try and find it. My mum actually, and cause she was a designer before she went to New York.
Oh wow.
So she, you know,
so she's on a fashion game too.
She did this like two-piece leather outfit that I actually have, and I can't fit into it, but I'm keeping it because it needs to happen at some point. And it's like a little mini skirt and like a little jacket that goes with it.
Did she make that?
She made it. Wow. She's just, my mum is actually like quite, now I don't know what she's playing at, but back then mum was coming with the looks.
Yeah, can she still whip you up some looks or no?
I think she doesn't even like sewing anymore. She had to sew out of necessity back in the day.
Right, okay.
So now I think she's just like, oh, honestly, I can't be bothered with that.
Sounds like she was good though.
She was really good. She used to teach sewing as well.
Oh my gosh.
Big up my mum, man.
Yeah.
I never tell her that she was actually like a fashion inspiration for me, but she actually was.
Well, can she listen to this? Do you not want to send it to her?
I don't know.
Thank you so much for doing this, honestly.
Oh,
it's been so great
to
hear all your like insights and stuff.
Thank you. I've really enjoyed this conversation.
For people listening, where can they find you online?
On socials, it's Joella Noble on everything. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, which I need to be more consistent on. But I love it. I have so much fun. And on YouTube, if you want to watch back my old trainer review series called Save Our Souls, then you can most certainly do that. Because that was a thing that really like put me out there in terms of presenting.
Yeah.
You know, I really needed an opportunity to show people what I got, and that was it for me. And I do the Premier League Uncut show, so I interview footballers. Check that out, and other exciting things that I can't really talk about yet.
We'll have to wait and see that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining this week's episode of My Favourite F Word. If you liked what you heard, make sure to hit subscribe or follow so you're first to know when a new episode is released. Let us know if you really liked it by rating us 5 stars and leave a lovely review however you're listening. You can find me on Instagram at Galax. See you next time. Insanity Group.